John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Good morning. Hope everyone is well. Dale has been doing a series of lessons on love. Probably a lot of things come into your mind when you think of the word love. We wanted to continue this series, and so I'm just giving a little introduction, and then we're going to watch a video, and then I'm going to have a few words afterwards. But I wanted to say something in the besides the three verses that I reviewed. Love is about relationships, and you'll see in the video about relationships. There's a study done, and it says that most relationships or friendships don't last more than about 7 years. And it's because after that long a time, guess what? My mask comes off, and you start seeing the real mark. And then, you know, I don't know if I want to be friends with that guy anymore. And so it's tough as we develop long-term relationships in the church, in our families, in our homes, our marriages. It's very difficult. But there's one key piece to that, and it's love. And regardless of what you may see in me, I may see in you, if we have the love, the kind of love that you're going to see in a minute, it really doesn't matter. I hope that we can love like that. Go ahead.
Goodbye, brother from America. You want one more kiss before I go?
Are you kidding? I'm here tonight to tell you about a father who loved his son, and a son who loved his dad. The way this story is going to unfold for you, it's a little bit different, because I want to bring it to now. You see, a dad would go home, and he would go by the school, and every now and then he would pick up his son and say, "Son, why don't you go to work with me?" The boy loved that. And when his dad would just come and pick him up, he was the happiest boy ever. He knew that he would get to spend the afternoon with his father at work, and he would get his coat, and they would walk, and he would bring hot chocolate for his son for his really cold, and they would go through. But this boy was different. This boy would see things. This boy wasn't normal. And when they were walking one afternoon going to where dad worked, this boy would notice things that other people wouldn't notice. He sees things other people wouldn't see. He sees a man in a bathrobe in the middle of the street who's yelling at a second story window. He sees a woman who's very angry at him and doesn't really want to hear what he says. This boy, as the rest of the world hustles by, he slows down. He sees the hurt and the pain. He sees the anguish and the sorrow. He sees the window close and a desperate man trying to get what he did doesn't matter. Daddy hurting is all that matters. And this boy would see these things. His father rushes and gets him by the hand and says, "Let's go, we'll be late." He would stop and look one more time. Can I stop his pain? Can I stop her hurt? But the boy loved his father. They would go and they would catch the trolley. I think that's what you call it here. We call it a tram. Yeah, I don't know the words. But he would get on there with his dad. And the boy would just notice people. He would look. And that day, one particular, he noticed something as he got on the train. He asked to explain something. As you can hear, there's a train coming. And I got to get through this before the train gets here. He saw a man. He saw a woman. He saw that the man seemed very happy and the woman seemed very sad. And he couldn't understand why they could be together and one be happy and the other be sad. He couldn't understand that. But the little boy knew that there was something wrong. He had this feeling, this instinct that was amazing, how he cared for other people, but he loved none other than his father. He knew his daddy loved him, and as he watched the world and their hurt and their pain, he knew that he would always have a father. But even notice this, I need you to understand, as you hear this story and get involved in the life of this man and his son, I need you to notice that there's no mom. As they walked through the woods, the boy would say to his father, "Dad, what will I do when I grow up? What will I get to do? Will I get a cool job like yours? How will I work?" He says, "I don't know, but I want to change the world. I want to do something great. I want to do something wonderful. I want to help people. I want to do something that can change the lives of anyone. I just want to be that great. I just want to do something good." And as he walked with his dad would say, "Son, you will be great. You will be awesome. You will change the world. Your life is going to be incredible." There was a train coming. There's always a train coming. The train is called life. We're all on the train of life, just riding. Whether we realize the truth or not, whether we realize what's happening or not, we're all on that same train tonight. Only God has saw it fit for us to be in the same room, in the same car, for such a time as this. When they get to the edge of the train track, he could see where his father worked. You see the bridge? That's what his dad did. You see, the bridge was very, very important. Boats needed to come to the harbor to get off their goods so they could make money. But trains were coming with people going from one town to the next. Not many cars in Europe, so they couldn't use a lot of that. So many people, not enough roads. So everybody used that train to get from the town to town to get to work and to get home. And one day, the train was coming by. What you have to understand is that boy loved going to work with his dad. He would stay right by the river's edge, and he would do what he loved to do the most. Let me explain that. He loved to fish. Anybody like to fish here? Oh, all the guys go, The dad looks at his boy and he says, "Son, now remember the rules. You got to stay right here because I can see you from the window right here. Don't get out of the sight of this window because you got to stay there so I know you're safe. Catch you something good to eat." But as you can hear, the train is coming. The father's job was cool. If I wasn't a preacher, I wouldn't mind doing that. Get to work. Get grease on you. Even if you didn't have to, you just squirt it on you like you feel like you did something. That's what I would do. There was a boat coming in the harbor. Timing is very essential. I'll go ahead and give you the key. The key is this. There's always a light. Everybody say light. Say it again. One more time. There's a light that the train conductor needs to see. If that light is green, he can go. If it's red, he must stop. You see, God has given us road signs in our life that we must read. Lines that tell us to go and lines that tell us to stop. Whether we read those and believe them or not is up to us. That's why some of you have fallen and you cannot get up. But tonight, that's why I'm here. The boat needed to come through, so he called, and the man said, okay, I got time. It's a long time before the train should come. So he pulls the lever, as you just saw, and the big, huge stone steel bridge, the gears started turning. They started cranking the steam. All of a sudden, gears are moving, and that big, huge bridge is just starting to go up. As it rises higher and higher, he has to watch and make sure everything's set. Everything's good. Everything's fine. As he looks out the window, he could see everything, but the dad, being a good dad, keeps one eye on his work, but the other eye on his baby. One eye on the world, but the other eye on his children. You think God doesn't know where you are? He keeps one eye on his world and one eye on his child. No matter what you've done or where you've been, it's one eye on the world, but the other eye's on you. He's watched you and he's kept you. Even though your train is coming down the track, he understands that. And even though sometimes, I don't want to get ahead of myself. See the red light? He didn't see it. So many times we don't see the red light. See, to just say the train was early. The boy can hear and see the steam. And he looks and says, Daddy, the train. Daddy, Daddy, the train's early. Daddy, you got a daddy. Hey, Daddy, 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 the train. Daddy, the train's coming. But the dad was looking at the gears, making sure he had enough oil, making sure there was enough steam to get the bridge back down for the train. And the boy knew one thing. Now listen, the boy knew that his dad one time showed him where the trigger was. It was a red lever. If he pulls it, the train bridge would collapse down fast and the train would be able to come across. All the boy knew was there were people on that train. There were people that needed to be saved. There were people that had, some of them just with their friends having a good time, like everything's fine. They did not know that the bridge was up. They did not know what was coming. They're just living their life like you and me, just going down the road, just being our own thing, doing our own thing. And the dad all of a sudden hears the train coming. He looks and then he says, oh, my son. He looks down and his boy's gone. He's like, oh my God, where's my son? Where's my son? He got up again. He looks back just in time to see his son trying to save the day. All he had to do was pull that lever. He reaches in to pull it, and the boy pulls too far, and he falls in the hole. Now, it's on the father, and God the Father. Did you hear me? God the Father has to make a choice. It's his now. Do I save my son, or do I save the world? But they don't even know. They don't even know. The greatest decision of his life. He could blame it on them not seeing the red light. He could blame it doesn't matter anymore. Pull the lever, save the world. Leave it up, save your son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever believes in him, not perish. 3, 2, 1. He said, and they didn't even know. They never would know. They didn't even know the train goes by. It's fine. Everything's cool. The bridge is down. Just like always. It's always going to be down. Are you hearing me tonight? He gave his only son. For God so loved the world that he gave. And you know what's amazing? I wonder what God did right when his son died on that cross. When he breathed his last breath. When he took that breath and he breathed and it was over. Here's what the Father would have looked like. They didn't even know, just trying to think of their life, just trying to figure out what they're going to do next, just thinking about the person they're going to see, the people they're going to hang out with, just trying to be just loving, caring. Doesn't matter if you're blind. Doesn't matter if you're putting on a little more makeup, trying to look pretty for somebody, or just wearing another mask. It doesn't matter. God gave His Son for you. What will I do when I grow up? Where will I go when I grow up? What will I change? And there was a girl in the bathroom on the train, liquefying her heroin to shoot up one more time. He died for her. He died for her. But in one moment, are you listening? In one moment, as the Bible says, everybody gets a chance. In one moment to see the look of the Father when He knows what He, when you realize what He did for you, when you realize the sacrifice, when you realize He let His Son die so that you can live, when you realize what He did, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at in this life, no matter what you're a part of, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. Even if it's for 1 second and think, my God, He did it for me. He did it for me. And I pray to God you drop what you're doing. Drop what you're doing. With all the pain and the hurt and the sorrow in the world, He did it for you. That's why you're so quiet. You see, the train's coming. The train's coming. Everybody has things. You have ways of, I don't want to do that. I don't want to. But why do I keep doing it? Even Paul said, why do I do what my flesh tells me? And I do what I know is wrong. And I don't do what I know is right. You got to understand tonight, the fight is on. And we can win. We become more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And I'm not preaching just for me. I'm preaching on behalf of you. But what you got to understand is, there had to be a moment in those 3 days when Jesus died on a Friday and rose again. On a Sunday, there had to be this moment. Go ahead, look at the screen. When it was just God and His baby and His Son. Every sin that's ever been committed in this earth is rolling through your mind right now. I'm here to tell you that as the sun sets in the afternoon, the sun will rise again. And when the sun rises again, you cannot change your past, but you can change your future. You see, it's always a different day. One day someone lives, the next day they die, the next day you wake up and you're still living. You're like, why am I going to live? Why does this have to be my turn? Why can't I? You can just preach. I could have stopped, but I need you to see the whole picture here. You see, because when God the Father gave His only Son, when Jesus Christ breathed His last breath and He died, He did it in a way that you can never ever say, you don't know me, you don't understand me, God don't understand my pain, God don't understand my sorrow. You see, that's the very train that was that boy was on. That's the very train that he was on. And as this dad remembers, look real close. You see the pictures of the people? Bam, there they are. But there's somebody added in the picture, isn't it? Bam, there they are. Do you see who's added in it? In every face of every person, Jesus is in their life. Why? Because when you're the greatest sacrifice, you always end up in everyone's life, no matter where they are, who they are. He did it so that you can say He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. Jesus Christ was there all the time. And the train keeps going. The train keeps coming. Train keeps moving. People keep living and people keep dying. And God the Father just watches it all. One eye on the world, the other eye on you. Some of you are starting to figure it out. You're like, what is he looking for? Just one girl. Because see, the whole horrible day, God only had his eyes on one person. And it was just a day on the street corner. When he walked by, he saw a girl with a babe. And she saw him. Do you get it? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. He did it so that we can live. No matter what the sin, no matter what the pain, no matter what the sorrow, the sacrifice was perfect. It was perfect. And it was for you. And God the Father watches it all unfold. And all he can say is one word.
Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Love like that. You know, we're on a train. We're all on a train. We all have things that we're dealing with today. We'll have some things we're dealing with tomorrow and the next day and the next day. But God loved us. Can we love like that? We're always here to take prayers and pray. Ask a question. Has God revealed himself to you? If not, he will. You saw he will. Sometime, someday he will. Be ready. Maybe God has already revealed to you and you accepted. But really tough times came. And you looked away. He's ready to reveal himself again. He will. Has God revealed himself to you and you turned away and never looked? Afraid of what that might mean? Let him reveal himself to you again today. Let's pray. Father, when we think about love, most of the time we think about a great fuzzy feeling that we have in our heart or just that good feeling we have when someone is nice to us, appreciates us, and we know maybe they do something for us and we just know that they love us. Father, help us to realize the love that you had for me, for each one of us. So much love that you would give your son, your only son. And Jesus loved me and loved each one of us so much that he was willing to do it. Father, as we struggle through life and as we go through life, help us to realize on the other side, he rose. He is victorious, and we can be victorious. The love that he showed in that moment, help us to love like that. We ask this in Christ's name, amen. Stand.